You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Trustees for the Green Bay Area Public School District are frustrated with state lawmakers and the lack of funding provided to local schools in the recently passed state budget. Special education reimbursements were raised to 42% for the 2025-26 school year and 45% for the 2026-27 school year. That's good news. However, local property owners are the ones who will foot the additional $325 per pupil added to school funding. Green Bay trustee Jeanette Nill.
Property taxes are going to go up. I don't like that. I pay property taxes. That means housing costs are going up. Don't blame the school districts, whether it's Green Bay or Ashwaubenon or De Pere. It's the guys in Madison, who voted for this budget.
Trustee Laura McCoy was also distressed by the amount of funding that's going to private schools via vouchers, while public schools take the hit.
This to me represents an enormous amount of unfairness in our how we fund public education. We're at the mercy of politicians. And again, they have proven that they Well, I have to ask myself, and I'm speaking only for myself now, do they care?
In addition to reductions in state aid, the school district is also facing losing $3.4 million thanks to federal funding freezes. As drivers travel through the greater Green Bay area tomorrow, they will see a little something different. Wisconsin State Troopers riding along in semi-trucks and buses as part of the Trooper in a Truck initiative. State Patrol troopers use the higher vantage point to spot dangerous driving behaviors like distracted driving, speeding, following too closely, and seatbelt violations, especially near commercial motor vehicles. If they see risky driving behaviors, troopers in a truck will then radio patrol cars for appropriate action. The League of Women Voters, the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, and the Fair Maps Coalition are holding a community hearing tonight to present a proposal to create an independent redistricting commission for the 8th Congressional District. The event is at the Brown County Central Library at 5:30 this evening. Gary Day, who faces two counts of abduction and two counts of child enticement, pleaded not guilty Tuesday. Day is accused of abducting 17-year-old Sophia Franklin of Beaver Dam, who is the subject of an Amber Alert and who is carrying his child. No trial date has been set for the 40-year-old Day. Governor Tony Evers has said he wanted to get the budget done before he made a decision about whether to run for governor again. Savannah Tomei Olson has the data about what Wisconsinites think.
The pollsters at Marquette Law School asked Wisconsin voters, do you think Evers should run for a third term? Charles Franklin, director of the poll.
42% say he should seek a third term, 55% say he should not, and 2% say they don't know. Again, a big partisan gap. 93% of Republicans no, 83% of Democrats yes. So that's 15% of Democrats saying no and 1% don't know. But among those independents, the 12% that are purely independent, it's 37% he should run, 50% not, 9% don't know.
Franklin says Evers has a good record among Wisconsinites.
In 31 polls, his net approval has been positive, and in just 4 polls, net approval negative. So it's a pretty strong record. He remains the most popular of the political figures in the state that we ask about.
Democrats are shooting for a trifecta, aiming to take both chambers of the legislature and ensure there's a Democrat in the governor's office next year. Wisconsin is one of 5 states that President Donald Trump won last year that has a Democratic governor and a gubernatorial election in 2026. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Among the provisions in Wisconsin's new biennial budget is funding to encourage producing more movies and television shows in the state. The new budget includes $5 million to restart Wisconsin's film tax credits and create a new film office under the Department of Tourism. The goal is to increase the amount of money that production crews spend in the state while filming here. The tax credit would apply to 25% of income paid to Wisconsin residents and film-related expenses. Wisconsin had been one of the only states left without a film office. When Governor Tony Evers signed the new state budget into law, he called it a win for Wisconsin's kids and families. But child care providers say the support for their industry is not enough. Civic Media's Parker Olson reports.
The new state budget spends over $360 million to stabilize Wisconsin's child care system. It was a key demand for Governor Evers in budget negotiations with Republican lawmakers. The state funding comes as federal funding has run out. The pandemic-era relief program, Child Care Counts, has sent out its final payments. But providers say the state budget still falls short. Outside the state capitol on Friday, they describe just how fragile the industry remains.
This week, I experienced one of the most difficult moments since opening. My entire staff has resigned. For 6 months, I've been trying to hire new teachers, but every qualified candidate needed a starting wage of at least $17 per hour, a rate I simply cannot offer without additional funding.
That's Ashley Blackett, owner of Tiny Diney Academy in Durand, Northwest Wisconsin. Advocates say the industry is being squeezed on three sides. Child care is too expensive for families, too costly to run, and pays too little to retain staff. The new two-year state budget directs money in multiple ways, to parents, to providers, and to systemic fixes. The budget also increases special education reimbursements, though not as much as advocates wanted. Last year, voters approved a record number of school district referenda, raising local taxes to make up for education costs. That's according to a report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Corrine Hedrickson, who runs Corrine's Little Explorers in New Glarus, says that kind of pressure could backfire.
Schools start raising property taxes, the community no longer trusts the people that they thought they trusted. And it's not the politicians, because they don't trust the politicians the way it is.
Demonstrators also delivered a letter to the governor's office Friday, saying he should call the legislature into a special session for more funding. For Civic Media News, I'm Parker Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The All-Star Game ends in a tiebreaker. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the All-Star Game in Atlanta ended after nine innings in a 6-6 tie, so for the first time in the game's history, it went into a tiebreaker. They call a swing-off, a mini-home run derby. Philly slugger Kyle Schwarber managed to hit three home runs in a row to win the swing-off 4-3 and was named the game's MVP. Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill and the Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, each got a chance to play, retiring four batters, allowing just one hit between the two of them. Up next, the Brewers head to L.A. to open up a six-game road trip against the Dodgers this weekend, followed by the Mariners in Seattle. NFL, Jordan Love holding his youth football camp in Milwaukee tomorrow afternoon.
You know, that's part of a mission of our foundation is to get kids, get the youth involved in sports. That was a big pillar in my life, was just being able to play sports as a kid, be together with the different kids in my age group, and meet NFL players now, too.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The Emmy nominations for this year are in, and if you like to laugh, here are some shows you may or may not have seen that could be worth checking out. The nominees for the Best Comedy Series include Abbott Elementary, The Bear, HBO's Hacks, Netflix's Nobody Wants This, Only Murders in the Building, Apple TV's Shrinking, and The Studio, and the offbeat cool What We Do in the Shadows. Nominees for Actor in a Comedy Series include Adam Brody for Nobody Wants This, The Studio's Seth Rogen, Jason Segel in Shrinking, Martin Short in Only Murders, and Jeremy Allen White for The Bear. Outstanding actress nominees in a comedy series include Io Edebiri from The Bear, Jean Smart from Hacks, no surprise there, Kristen Bell from Nobody Wants This, and Quinta Brunson from Abbott Elementary. Emmy nominations are in, and here are some shows nominated in the Best Drama category. Andor from Disney+, Netflix's The Diplomat, HBO has three nominees with The Last of Us, The Pitt, and White Lotus. Hulu's Paradise, and rounding out the nominees are Apple TV's Severance and Slow Horses. Not a weak link in the bunch. Nominees nominees for Best Actress in the drama series include Kathy Bates for Matlock, Sharon Horgan in Bad Sisters, Bella Ramsey in The Last of Us, Britt Lower for Severance, and Kerry Russell in The Diplomat. Best Actor nominees in a drama series include Gary Oldman for Slow Horses, Adam Scott in Severance, Noah Wiley in The Pit, Pedro Pascal for The Last of Us, and Sterling K. Brown for Paradise. And when it comes to the outstanding scripted variety series, you've got to like your chances, as there are only two nominees: Last Week with John Oliver and Saturday Night Live. The 2025 list of Emmy nominations has been released, and Ben Stiller is probably ecstatic. He's one of the executive producers of the show Severance, which brought in 27 Emmy nominations to lead the pack. Three other shows also drew more than 20 nominations, including HBO's The Penguin, which grabbed 24 nominations. The other two shows that drew more than 20 were Apple TV's The Studio, which pulled in 23 nominations, and HBO's White Lotus, which also pulled in 23. Lots of TV to check out if you want to make the Emmy Awards more enjoyable. Looks like I have to give Severance another chance. The Primetime Emmy Awards, which will be the 77th, take place at the Peacock Theater in Los Angeles September 14th. The show will air on PBS and Paramount Plus and will be hosted by Nate Bargatze, if he's not too busy developing his new amusement park called Nateland. No joke. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy with scattered thunderstorms later this afternoon into tonight. Some heavy rain possible. A couple of severe storms also a possibility, so stay weather aware today. Our high in the low to mid 80s. Tomorrow will be sunny and cooler with a high of 72. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.